On most Monday mornings, back when I was working in D.C., I'd wake up early in Alexandria and catch the bus to the metro stop. I'd have a coffee cup in hand and my collar around my neck. By the time I'd finished my coffee still warm in my tumbler, I'd usually made it to the Red Line and past the Pentagon and the airport before traveling across the bridge over the Potomac that led to our nation's capital. My stop for work was Metro Center, the corner of 13th and G. And most Monday mornings, before I could even ascend the escalator that led to the bustling streets, I would hear the sweet melody of the voice of a woman named Vida. Now, Vida was a parishioner of mine, who at my time at Epiphany I grew to know and love, but when I first began my ministry there, Vida was an unknown yet beautiful saint who I encountered on the street corner. Vida was homeless and bound to a wheelchair, and years of living on the streets had made a lasting impression on her body. She often wore a gray cotton beanie on top of her head and a neon green vest around her shoulders. Vida stayed at the corner of 13th and G for several hours each day selling Street Sense newspapers, a paper produced by the homeless of our parish, which helped to give voice to so many like Vida that had been silenced. And when she wasn't just smiling or gently signaling people to come near, Vida was singing. Her repertoire was expansive, and she knew by heart so many songs that one might compare her to a living hymnal. The songs she sang were not complex in composure, nor elevated by eloquence, but they struck a chord in me that changed my life on most Monday mornings. She sang songs like "How Great Thou Art" and "Amazing Grace," "Peace Like a River," and "Great is Thy Faithfulness." She sang "His Eye is on the Sparrow" and "Oh Happy Day." But the one she often sang that hasn't left my mind all week was "Thank You, Lord, Thank You, Lord, I just wanna thank you, Lord." What an amazing woman. The leprous Samaritan of our day. And there she was on the corner of 13th and G, singing to God and giving thanks to the one who made her whole. Our gospel lesson for this morning from Luke is the story of 10 lepers who cried out to Jesus for healing and were made clean as they traveled on their way to see the priests, as Jesus had commanded. And while we don't know much of those who were healed, and especially those who never returned to Jesus, we do know of the one who turned back, the one who came and threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him for restoration of body. And then Jesus responds with an even greater blessing for him. "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Or in other translations, "Your faith has cured you. Your faith has preserved you. Your faith has restored you. Your faith has saved you." The one who turned back and praised God and thanked Jesus was the most unlikely candidate for praise. He was a foreigner, a Samaritan, an unloved, unacknowledged, undervalued member of society. This man was the Vita of his day. No one looked him in the eye or asked him how he was. People rarely held the door for him, I'm sure, or went out of their way to invite him to share a meal. He was outcast from his society, seen as someone of little value. And yet, in our story today, he is the one who is saved, the one who shares this message of salvation with us. Now, the other nine were made clean. The leprosy left them, and they were probably readmitted into society without blemish on their skin. But this one man, the one who turned back, the one who gave thanks to God, was given something greater. He was given the promise of salvation. He was made whole, restored, saved by the virtue of his gracious heart. Luke recounts this story to us to emphasize the proper response to any act of grace. And that response is thanks and praise. Look at your life. Of course, there are hardships and ailments, hurts and disappointments. We grieve for loved ones lost. We're pained by the violence that we see in our communities. And we're shocked by the words that can come out of some people's mouths and the hate that lives in the hearts of others. And yet, in spite of all this, there is so much to be thankful for. A warm bed, a loving family, a healthy child, a bill paid, a clean set of clothes, a church that loves you no matter what. Today we learn a great lesson from two unlikely characters. And while our lives are complex and filled with challenges, if a homeless, outcast, and downtrodden people like Vita and the leper in our story today can find a way to praise God, then certainly so can we. In your Book of Common Prayer in front of you, there's a section at the end called Prayers and Thanksgivings. And on page 836, there's a general thanksgiving. It was written by the Reverend Charlie Price in the 1950s. And it may later give you some guidance in the things that we ought to be thankful for. For the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. It goes on, for family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side, for tasks which demand our best efforts, and for disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on God alone. For Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life. And finally, for the gift of the Holy Spirit that enables us to share the love of Christ with a hurting world. We have so much to be thankful for, and so much to praise God for. And so as we shortly turn our gaze toward the Holy Eucharist and the prayer that we call the Great Thanksgiving, I invite you to take those little slips of white paper that you were given as you came in today, or may have been placed in your bulletins. And I want you to write down something that you're thankful for today. And then as the offering plates are passed, I want you to put that little slip of paper into the offering plate and give it up to God. Give it as an offering of thanksgiving for all the blessings of your life. May you, in gratitude and graciousness, leave this place today healed, strengthened, and renewed by the good news of the gospel and by the love and wholeness available in Christ Jesus, from whom all blessings flow. Amen.